Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, we're going to go back to calls right now. Then we get back in the next segment. I'm going to continue with more of the State of the Union, that staged event we all witnessed last night. Remember, George W. Bush is a daddy four separate times in that same hall, that same chamber, called for a new world order. And his son, the puppet, is certainly delivering that to us, and gun grabbing and everything else you can imagine. Let's go ahead and talk to Jim in Florida. Jim, you're on the air. Go ahead. Yeah, Jim, you're on the air, buddy. Okay, he doesn't know that. We'll put him on hold, and we'll go to Ed in Pennsylvania. Ed, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How's it going, Alex?
Good.
Hey, I found on the internet this called the Chechen Press, and it's their official state information agency.
Yeah, and they're saying the Russians are blowing up their own buildings, and the FSB has said that, too.
Yeah, they're saying that the CIA probably is in charge of Al Jazeera, I can't pronounce it.
Al Jazeera.
Yeah, the network.
That's.
It's incredible. It's incredible, Alex. And it follows everything you know, you've been talking about. And I just wonder, how dangerous is it to pull up a site like that?
Well, it's not. I mean, go to websites all you want. There's tens of millions of people in America awake to what's happening. We have the power that we all move and stop being cowards. If people want a canary in the coal mine, I'm it, folks. Move forward. I mean, they win if we cower. Bad things happen when good men do nothing.
Yeah, you know, according to them, it's, the CIA and the New World Order are behind everything. They don't want to hear, like, Al Jazeera won't give any of the Chechen people. They're right.
Look, they ignore all the other Arab networks. Al Jazeera is a front.
Exactly.
And we've gone over the evidence of that.
Okay, Alex. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate the call, Ed. Dino in Illinois. Go ahead, Dino.
Hello, Alex.
Yes.
Yes. I had a question. I wanted to know about the Free State Project because I don't like losing our country, and I don't like my rights being classified as privileges either.
Well, the Free State group's got a lot of people that, you know, I don't believe in abortion and stuff. I'm against that. The Free States group is, they picked a state they want everybody moved to make that a society of love and freedom and all this stuff. But, no, we need to have everybody spread out across the country being leaders in their own area. And I don't want to be stuck in some big conglomerate with a bunch of what we'd call social liberals.
Mm-hmm. Well, it seems to make sense that, freedom lovers could perhaps gather in one place and, try to take back the government because it's, we're not doing so well right now.
Well, that's because none of us haven't been leaders. We just say we hadn't done so well. We all need to be leaders and start your own organization in your city or county and pick issues you're going to attack, and that's where we have the effect.
Okay.
We are doing pretty well. I've never seen such an awakening. We have 400-plus cities throwing out the Patriot Act. We have all sorts of good things happening. But it's not happening fast enough.
Also, when are you going to get on the radio here in Chicago?
You know, I've been on one station in Chicago for about 2 years, and then they changed formats. And when a mom-and-pop station, a non-establishment station, puts us on, so call them, and we're on the big digital birds. Tell them to tune us in. Hey, thank you so much for the call, Dino. We'll break and come back and go to more of the State of the Union, then to more calls. Toll-free number to join us on air, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. We'll get back to the lies there in the State of the Union. I remember Bush, this is not amnesty, total legalization of all illegals, but this rewards those that obeyed the law. Just total lies, total 180 of the truth.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa. Let's face facts, shall we? The only place that bald is beautiful is on cue balls and eagles. Yet millions continue to suffer through hair loss needlessly. Now some good news. Nissim International has developed the new Hair Biofactor Stimulating System, a product line of ultra-deep cleansing shampoos and hair-stimulating extracts designed to maximize the natural growth cycle of your hair. Nissim New Hair Biofactor Shampoos are the only shampoos guaranteed to reduce and control excessive hair loss within 1 week. Nissim Stimulating Extract has been clinically proven to re-stimulate hair growth with a success rate of over 85%. The Nissim system has been clinically proven, and it's guaranteed to control hair loss within 1 week or your money back. Call Nissim International today and mention this radio ad to receive a free travel-size shampoo. Dial toll-free 1-800-65-NISIM. That's 1-800-656-4746, or visit www.nissim.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Let me read this quote by Bush, and we'll go back to the State of the Union and my comments on it, and then to our loaded phone lines here today. On this Wednesday edition, 21st of January, 04. And the transcript and the video link of Bush's State of the Union is on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Tonight, I also, now listen to this carefully. Tonight, I also ask you to reform our immigration laws so that they reflect our values and benefit our economy. Okay, reform, like it's a good thing, like your campaign finance reform, doubling the amount of money corporations can give, stopping individuals giving money, and restricting First Amendment discussions of politicians' voting records 60 days. Now they're expanding it before an election. So I guess that's what you mean, our benefits, our values. Tonight I also ask you to reform our immigration laws so they reflect our values, what, of giving criminals amnesty? Our values and benefit our economy. Economy hasn't gotten better because of the 30 million illegals, folks. I propose a new temporary worker program to match willing foreign workers with willing employers when no Americans can be found to fill the job. Now, wait a minute. His amnesty plan gives anybody who's here total legal status for 3 years. Then 3 years later, they file a form and get 3 more years and a green card. They're automatically legalized. That's total amnesty. And it allows companies to bring unlimited foreigners in to do jobs. at any price. And they're getting rid, of course, minimum wage so they can do that, which will then drive down the wages even further. So this will help our economy. But he tries to act like, oh, it's just to bring in folks that, you know, who do the jobs we won't do. Well, yeah, for the illegals have driven it down to $2 an hour, you can't do that. You can't survive on that. So tonight I will ask you to reform our immigration laws so they reflect our values and benefit our economy. I propose a new temporary worker program to match willing foreign workers with willing employers when no Americans can be found to fill a job. This reform will be good for our economy because employers will find needed workers in an honest and orderly system. The temporary worker program will help protect our homeland, allowing Border Patrol and law enforcement to focus on true threats to our national security. So see, open borders with just illegals coming across isn't the problem. It'll just be the terrorists. Now, I oppose amnesty, he said. He just announced amnesty and then he opposes it because it would encourage further illegal immigration. His announcement has already caused massive influxes of illegals, increases. I oppose amnesty because it would encourage further illegal immigration. Well, you are giving us amnesty and it has encouraged further illegal immigration. He continues, and unfairly reward those who break our laws. Well, you're going to retroactively say they're all legal. This does reward those that broke the law. My goodness. My temporary worker program will preserve the citizenship path for those who represent and respect the law, while bringing millions of hardworking men and women out from the shadows of American life. Then it says applause. There wasn't much applause, folks. I mean, how do you even respond to something like that? Back to the earlier part of the speech, here is Lord Bush.
Inside the United States, where the war began, we must continue to give our homeland security and law enforcement personnel every tool they need to defend us. And one of those essential tools is the Patriot Act, which allows federal law enforcement to better share information, to track terrorists, to disrupt their cells, and to seize their assets.
Hey, Mark, pause that.
For years, we have
used... Is there a way to back that up and play that again? Yeah, just start it with the Patriot Act statement he was just making in just a second. I want to comment on that and go through it slowly. Okay, let me tell you the code words here. Share information with law enforcement means federalizing all U.S. cities. They have that bill. They've already done it in Detroit. They've already done it in New Orleans. That's Times-Picayune, their major paper, admitting it. That happened about, 7 months ago? This is all, 9 months ago. Time's flying. So that's federalize your local police, federalize the funding, the mandates, the control, and setting up an echelon system. Well, the echelon system's already set up, but going public with it and then training you to be under this. And then he says, reinstate the Patriot Act. Well, that's more deception because the key police state provisions are not sunsetted in 2005. There is a sunset provision, what is it, Section 213, in H.R. 3162, passed October 27, 2001. But all the key provisions, Section 213, 215, 208, just dozens of sections, I think it's like 30 sections, are, and I've written analysis on this on the website, those are not sunsetted. So it's wheels within wheels, lies within lies in this speech that took his minions months to write. And so he says reinstate it. He means they've already signed Patriot Act 2. He means we want to tag more stuff on with Victory Act 1 and 2. So go ahead and play that again.
Inside the United States, where the war began, we must continue to give our homeland security and law enforcement personnel every tool they need to defend us. And one of those essential tools is the Patriot Act, which allows federal law enforcement to better share information, to track terrorists, to disrupt their cells, and to seize their assets. For years, we have used similar provisions to catch embezzlers and drug traffickers. If these methods are good for hunting criminals, they are even more important for hunting terrorists.
All right. Hit pause right there. I talked about this in the first hour. Now, understand, what Bush just said was true. Yes, that was true, in a way. They have been grabbing old ladies' purses full of cash. They have been seizing houses where no drugs were found for potting soil or cooking timers. I see the articles every week. Now drug paraphernalia is potting soil, scales. That paraphernalia, they can take your house, take your car. In many cases, they take your house, your car, with no drugs found. You've all heard about asset forfeiture seizure going on for the last, 14 years, but accelerating in the last decade. And it's true. You don't get a judge, you don't get a jury, they just seize your assets and say that's the end of it. No drugs are found. And they talk about how, hey, we've been using troops to go after drugs for a long time, so let's just use it to fight terrorists. You know, on Posse Comitatus, they've all said that. And that's true. They've had the troops on the streets covertly since the late 80s at least. They publicly got rid of most of Posse Comitatus in 96. We've had the JAG officers, retired JAG officers, on admitting it. And now we have Eberhardt, the head of NORTHCOM, saying it. So, yes, it's true. You've been violating our rights and setting up a horrible police state and putting up cameras everywhere for years. But now under Patriot Act, they strengthen the penalties. They don't just take your house because you had potting soil or didn't have potting soil in your garden. No, now they are saying that all misdemeanors under Section 802 are acts of terrorism, and so you don't get judges, you don't get juries, you can be secretly arrested, you can have all your assets taken. Oh, you had more than $3,000 cash when you bought a used car, we're going to arrest you. And they're already using it for that. Patriot Act against topless bars, county commissioners, Rush Limbaugh, small-time pot dealers, and then you watch shows like Threat Matrix on ABC, and I've got the episode on tape, and the guy's a drug dealer, and they grab him, take his children, and say, well, he goes, you don't get a lawyer, you're going away for life. You're a drug dealer, under Patriot Act, we can secretly arrest you. No one will even know where you're at, buddy. See you, and again, they sell us that on television. Back to Lord Bush, please. That's what the Patriot Act's really about.
Key provisions of the Patriot Act are set to expire next year.
Liar.
The terrorist threat.
Liar. Liar.
The terrorist threat will not expire on that schedule.
Oh, you say it'll last 100 years. 100-year war. Total control. You're right, it'll never expire, will it? Until we know who the real terrorists are. Totally disgusting. Here comes more.
Law enforcement needs this vital legislation to protect our citizens. You need to renew the Patriot Act.
Just like you're going to renew the assault weapons ban this year? Saying next year. It's this year, September.
America is on the offensive against the terrorists who started this war. Last March, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, a mastermind of September the 11th, awoke to find himself in the custody of U.S. and Pakistani authorities. Last August the 11th brought the capture of the terrorist Hambali, who was a key player in the attack in Indonesia that killed over 200 people. We're tracking Al-Qaeda around the world, and nearly two-thirds of their known leaders have now been captured or killed.
Let's hit pause there.
Thousands of very skilled and determined.
We'll back it up a few seconds when we come back from break and finish up and then go to calls for everybody that's holding. Folks, we have the articles at prisonplanet.com in the fake terror alert section where they claim multiple times to have killed and then captured him. They don't even come up with new names. Oh, we killed Muhammad. Oh, we captured him. Oh, we captured him again. And the media doesn't even question that or say, oh, wait, you said 6 months ago you killed him. But we take those articles from the same publications, post them right next to each other. This is totally staged. The U.S. government flew 8,000 Taliban and Al-Qaeda out to safety in the middle of the Afghan war and dropped them off in Pakistan that runs the terror attacks. And that is documented. And George Bush, you flew out 144 members of the bin Laden family. And your father was meeting with the head of the bin Laden family on September 11th at the Ritz Hotel in D.C. All public. No one has connections to bin Laden family like you do. I agree. We need to track the terrorists. We need to track the terrorists. And we know who you are. You big government, gun-grabbing, open border promoting, Bill Clinton protecting, free speech destroying, New World Order him. and the neocons that love you, you are sickening.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 2002 to January of 2004, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than a euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than a euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 2002, gold spot was 283. January of 2004, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water, to say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself, protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure's easy, and everything is done legally and within the law. Almost no one has ever failed. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. The process is simple and is non-judicial. It's an easy letter-writing process that can be done by anyone with a personal computer. With our package, you also get the Credit Secrets Bible, loaded with valuable information about credit restoration and credit repair and much, much more. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hey boys, Valentine's Day is coming. Why wait until Valentine's Day to surprise her? Visit flowershop.com and send her flowers today. Nothing says romance like roses, and at flowershop.com we know roses. We also know carnations, lilies, snapdragons, and gladiolas. We know flowers. We know the excitement that is created when a flower delivery person arrives in an office carrying a bouquet of flowers. The anticipation grows as everyone tries to guess who the lucky recipient is. And the joy and pride when the flowers are placed on her desk. We also know the envy of those at the desk as the flowers pass by. So don't wait until you're supposed to send flowers. Send them today and tell her you couldn't wait to tell her, I love you. So when you need to send flowers, remember flowershop.com. It's only natural. Call 1-800-627-0046. That's 1-800-627-0046. Or visit flowershop.com today.
Folks, we're back live, and we're going to go ahead and go to some calls. We'll come back then and air more of the State of the Lying Union. And the State of the Union is not in good shape. The State of the Republic is in deep, deep trouble, being pulled down by the globalists. And they're using America as the fuel to drive the New World Order, even as they destroy us. Let us go ahead and go to Jim. And Jim, where are you calling us from today?
Indiana?
Okay, go ahead.
All right. I was just calling. You skipped over a part of the the speech last night that I kind of restored faith in me. When he said the Patriot Act was due to expire soon, you could hear people in the audience, you know, maybe a select handful clapping. And, I don't know, I just kind of put faith back in me that, you know, there's some people up in them chairs that still understand what's going on.
Well, I didn't skip over it. We fade down the applause part so I can comment. But, yeah, no, that was a big applause when that happened. And, of course, the media didn't point that out last night. And there were some Republicans and some Democrats doing it. When Bush said, we're going to legalize all the illegals, but this isn't amnesty, most of the Republicans were looking down. Democrats were laughing. I mean, it was just, these were the biggest lies I've ever heard. It was just, it was incredibly arrogant.
Yeah, it was. And, it's just going to kill us up here in Northwest Indiana if they legalize those illegals, because there's just so many of them up here. We're overrun, Alex.
You ought to be in Central Texas, buddy. Are you kidding? I mean, I understand. Anything else?
Not a whole lot. We're just, me and my buddy Joe, we're supporting your station, man. We're getting the videos out. I'm telling everybody I know. Some of them think I'm a kook, but that's all right. Right now I'm going through the courts. About 6 months ago, I got pulled over. I was driving around listening to your radio station. That's the only way I can get it, is in my car. Because we're listening on a mom-and-pa station. It's really weak. So, a cop pulled me over, asked me, what I'm doing, saying I look suspicious. And I asked him a few times what my violation was. And he couldn't come up with anything. And he started getting real mad at me. You know, I told him he was violating my rights.
Well, you didn't lick his boots properly.
Yeah, I know.
You got to learn how to be a bootlicker here in the new homeland. So what happened when you didn't lick his boots?
Well, he made me up a ticket for speeding on the other side of the town where I wasn't even over there. You know, and he said, I was speeding over there, and wrote me a ticket. And when I refused to sign it, he got real violent, man, and five squad cars pulled up and, sign it.
Yeah, and by the way, in the old Soviet Union, they made you sign things. We never did this until just a few decades ago, but now it's sign the ticket. It's a contract. You see, it's a civil agreement. You're signing a contract. That's where their power comes in, and the cops don't even know this. They've been doing it so long. It's like having slavery. You know, they thought it was just normal back then. And so what happened? So they all, and don't use this cuss words, but what exactly happened?
Well, they all formed around my car, and the guy was getting real violent at me. He handed me the ticket, telling me to sign it. And I looked down on it, and I noticed, it said on an Indiana State ticket, this is not, you're not admitting to anything by signing this.
That's not true. You're agreeing to be in their jurisdiction and to go be part of the system and to appear. I mean, if it's a real crime, they don't need you to sign anything, folks. They go to a grand jury and indict you. Go ahead.
Well, I'm young. I really don't know the system all that well. I figured my two options were, get thrown in jail for the night and miss work the next morning and lose my job.
So you signed the ticket, and I'm sure he got off on that.
Well, I'm still waiting for my court date. I've went four times, and they keep pushing the date back, so I'm going to talk to a lawyer.
They're targeting you now. Yeah, they're waiting until you miss it, and then they're going to go after you. You got to demand they go ahead and give you the court date. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. It's all part of living in the new free country. Back a long time ago, we didn't have to lick their boots, but licking boots is part of it now, because they take care of us. We ought to thank them for all they do. I'm not against the police, folks, but I'm against those type of cops. Let's go ahead and talk to Bob in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Bob.
Hello. How are you, Alex?
Fine.
Good. I got a question. Yesterday, you talked about a bill in Pennsylvania, a new bill.
It passed a year ago.
Oh, it's a year ago?
Governor Mark Schweiker passed a hate speech law.
Okay.
You know your governor?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's not there no more, but...
Okay, but what's on your mind?
Okay, now, I called in because you had mentioned that you're not allowed to... pastors aren't allowed to preach about homosexuality.
The Washington Times, you name it, reported. I'll tell you what, stay there. We'll talk about the freedom when we get back. And more of the State of the Union and more news. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Michael Corbin, host of A Closer Look, heard live 6 to 9 p.m. Central Monday through Friday and 7 to 9 p.m. Central on Saturday. Now, everyone knows that in order to have a healthy body, you have to provide a diet of healthy food. Well, the same is true for your mind. Now you can meet your daily requirements of thought-provoking food for the mind by keeping your dial tuned to the family of talk programming from the Genesis Communications Network. Nowhere else will you find hosts like Joyce and Dave on the Power Hour, Derry Brownfield, Alex Jones, Michael Trudeau, John Stadtmiller, and me, Michael Corbin. Now, if that's not enough, there is a lot more. Whatever your taste, there is something for everyone at Genesis. So, stay informed and feed your mind. Visit our website at www.gcnlive.com to view our exciting lineup of programming, or for more information, contact Genesis Communications Network at 1-877-996-4327.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever driven a car after you've been drinking and nothing happened? Well, you're lucky. Here's what you missed. Here's the first second of an alcohol-related crash. Your front bumper and grillwork collapse. It crumbles and smashes into the windshield. Wheels leave the ground. The car's tremendous momentum is stopped, but your body hurtles forward 20 times the force of gravity. Your legs are forced straight. Knee joints snap. You're thrown against the dashboard. Head near the sun visor. The force of gravity impales you on the steering shaft. Jagged steel punctures lung and intercostal arteries. Blood spurts into your lungs. Your feet are ripped from your shoes. Head smashes into the windshield. The entire car is twisted and split. Hinges tear. Doors spring. Seat rams forward, pinning you against the steering shaft. You are now dead. Please don't wait for your luck to run out. Don't drink and drive. Use a designated driver.
Brought to you by MAD. Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
These calls quick here, because I want to finish the State of the Union clips I was going to play and cover a few other news articles, some important stuff. But we were talking to Bob in Pennsylvania. Last year, they passed a hate crimes law in Pennsylvania, and it specifically said if preachers read passages out of the Bible criticizing homosexuality or other actions, that you can be criminally or civilly charged. And then a couple denominations ordered their preachers not to read certain passages of the Bible. And that was in the Associated Press, CNS News, and the Washington Times.
You don't happen to know what the bill is, do you?
No, a year later I don't. It's all over the internet. You just type in Pennsylvania passes law restricting free speech.
Yeah, because I called my senator or my representative today, and I was going to complain about that, and he just laughed at me, and he says, we'll never pass any law like that.
Oh, sure they won't.
And he told me, well, you call and find out what the bill number is.
Okay.
So that's what I was trying to...
Yeah, the federal court just ruled in North Carolina that you can't protest Bush on a public street. Even though there are Bush supporters standing on that same street. I mean, these people keep denying what's happening. No, it is happening. Thanks for the call.
Okay, I had one more question.
Okay.
If I could, quick. Now, basically, what do the Masons do with a casket? with a skeleton in it.
Okay, thanks for the call. That's a whole other subject. The rituals that Masons do are these rebirth, born into the order, getting in coffins with skeletons and doing a bunch of other stuff I don't want to mention with children listening. Okay, and then that's admitted. They do it at Skull and Bones, and it's just part of the rituals. And I suggest you just go research it. It's a cult. Okay. Let's go ahead and talk to Charles in Louisiana. Go ahead, Charles.
How you doing, Mr. Jones?
Good, my friend.
I don't know how you keep a cool head, my friend. God bless you. You're really doing a wonderful job. Mr. Jones, I was thinking of maybe we could all get together, a few of the callers, and start putting ads in the paper about your program or about the tapes. You know, get together and we start running little ads. You know what I'm talking about? To try to speed it up. Buzz, you know? What do you think about that?
That's a great idea, and if there's any other local shows that are doing a good job, put an ad in the paper and promote what they're doing. We've had a lot of listeners put ads in the paper or write letters to the editor about the radio show, and a lot of those have been published, and we really do appreciate that. And groups of citizens together, getting together and going and educating local talk station owners. Most of the stations we're on are talk station owners who heard me as guest on their stations 5 years ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, heard me laying all this out, thought I was a kook, and then 3 years later read it in the newspaper for themselves. They then put me on the air. And that's where we get our new affiliates. Where a lot of times station owners were aware of what I was doing, knew it was true, but were afraid to do it. They get a bunch of phone calls. They put us on. And then we reach hundreds of thousands of people in small towns, millions in big cities. And we need to get on more AM and FM stations. If you're listening on an AM or FM station, support it, spread the word about it, tell people about it, support their sponsors. If you're listening on satellite, shortwave, internet, and there's no local station, call those mom and pops. Don't waste your time on CIA Clear Channel or CBS Infinity Homeland Security Department. But mom and pops, privately owned stations, a lot of these folks have woken up to what's happening and are putting the show on the air.
Let me ask you a couple of quick questions. How much time do you think we got before they really put the squeeze on us?
They would have already carried out more terrorist attacks if we wouldn't have exposed September 11th. They're scared. They're concerned. They're not as arrogant as they were, but they're going to pull more very soon.
Yeah. Well, I was in New Orleans when Bush come down there, and they had I wasn't in a protest, but they had signs saying that George Bush lies, many men die. And I tell you the truth, Mr. Jones, I'm mad at the American people. I can't help it. I'm just upset with them for not really... No, let this thing go too far. I must get some cards made up, and I think that's when I'm going to have to start doing that, just pass some cards out. But I wish the American people just quit getting scared or get off their backside and start doing something. We don't have much time here. We've got a few people like you that's giving it all, and half of them ain't doing nothing. You know, and that's what upsets me with them. I'm angry at the American people.
I hear you, my friend. I appreciate the call, Charles. By the way, every day now for the last 4 or 5 days when we go on the air, we are having government attacks on the website, bringing the website down, because we've got the bandwidth we need, despite the fact that it's like 1,000 gigs or something. I mean, it's just getting ridiculous. We're victims of our own success. It's gotten very expensive to put all these free videos for download up and all these clips and all this footage. We are in the midst of diagnosing it right now. We would have already had the website up. You know, it'll go down for 10 minutes, and we get an alarm, and then it gets put back up. But we've got it down right now because we're doing diagnostics and going to have to add a bunch of more servers as backups where it trips and just goes to the next one. So they'll have to hack each one or attack each one as it goes in progression. More trouble. But it doesn't matter. You know, just start more websites yourselves. Get involved. Stand up. Fight the New World Order, folks. And Infowars.net is our mirror backup site. You can access our shopping cart and information and documents by going to Infowars.net. And you can always do that as well. And we're in the process of we're going to have new websites on other servers. So we'll have a whole family of websites, more redundancy. Here in the information war, you know, when you're not over the target, you don't get any flack. But when you're over the target, you get flack. And we're hurting them very badly. And we have had unprecedented type activities against us since we came out with the Silverstein story on Monday. Of course, the owner of the World Trade Center is admitting that, oh yeah, on September 11th, we decided to demolish, to pull Building 7. And that story has just caused massive ripple effects all across the country. And it is very, very important for everybody to mirror that story and those video clips on their websites so this gets out to everybody. Bev Harris, the corporate corruption investigator, got the corporate minutes and the documents and had people at Diebold, the electronic voting machine company, one of the worst. She got them to go public. And she had Diebold go to the United Nations and order her websites taken down. And then she started a lawsuit against them and had them put back up. I mean, this is what they're doing. They're taking pro-life sites down everywhere. They hack them. They attack them. They go in and put porn up on them. We've had that happen before, but our site's designed to go right down when they do that. It's just, and we can track it all back. It goes right into Fort Meade. It goes right into Langley. I mean, that's the U.S. government. Bush says, you know, billions of dollars more to propagandize the world, he said in his State of the Union, to spread democracy. No, that's not what they do. We got a bunch of cretins working at the government who just hate freedom of speech, folks. They hate America. They hate our values. They hate our freedom. It's true. The globalists attack us because they hate our freedom. And so, as Bush says, the terrorists should love us because Bush is taking our freedoms. Well, Bush is just a puppet. And so is Howard Dean and all the rest of them. And the sooner we realize that, the sooner we're going to have a free society. So go to Infowars.com, go to PrisonPlanet.com, spread the word about the sites, and go to Infowars.net and link through and get some of the videos, books, and tapes and stuff. Let's go ahead and take a few more calls. I got to go quick here. Let's talk to Warren in Colorado. Warren, go ahead.
Alex, you've had some great programs in the last couple months, and it sure has made a believer out of me, even though I've been a longtime listener. The callers really make the show. The program, and the guy from Indiana really needs to stop and type out everything that happened and go from there, give it to the judge or whatever. But my comment, I'm kind of guilty. I didn't listen to the speech last night and so on. The record number for foreclosures that are going on in this area, Greeley, Colorado, and so
well,
on.
Well, when you listen to talk radio or normal, just normal channels, it's all bankruptcy, triple mortgages. Hey, it's a new economy. We know there's no new jobs, but, I mean, you know, the reality, look, 3 years ago I'd go to a store, there were always lines. Everywhere I go, big stores, there's one or two checkout people, small lines, houses for sale everywhere, and the dollar's plunging, but they say the economy's doing real good.
Oh, yeah, and I was wondering if there was an economy-type speech that he did make last night. I'd rather listen to Alan Greenspan.
He told us how great it was and how wonderful his tax cuts are.
Yeah.
But, again, they've raised a bunch of taxes, cut some, which is good, and then put new mandates on the states that are all jacking up taxes.
Yeah.
So it's a fraud, buddy.
Okay, thanks.
Hey, thank you for the call. One last caller today. Well, let me get to the rest of the speech, then we will. Go ahead and go back to Bush's State of the Union last night.
Last August the 11th brought the capture of the terrorist on Bali, who was a key player in the attack in Indonesia that killed over 200 people.
It's come out that was the U.S. government.
We're tracking Al-Qaeda around the world. And nearly two-thirds of their known leaders have now been captured or killed.
Repeatedly, you keep capturing
thousands
and killing.
Thousands of very skilled and determined military personnel are on the manhunt, going after the remaining killers who hide in cities and caves. And one by one, we will bring these terrorists to justice.
All right, hit pause. I don't have the colonel's name in front of me. I got a bunch of articles posted in the 9/11 section of PrisonPlanet.com, which you can't go see right now, obviously. It's hurting them too badly. But you can go there later. And there on the site, we have the colonels and generals and others who said, yeah, we had Taliban and Al-Qaeda cornered, and then hundreds of black helicopters landed and flew them out to safety. That was in the Associated Press, or flying 8,000 of them out to safety. And they keep capturing the same terrorist over and over again, too. I mean, and then they had we got a bunch of articles where they'd arrest them and quietly release them, and it would come out that, okay, it was a CIA asset, and they just staged the arrest to protect his name. I mean, it's just, we have a Pentagon that plants hundreds of fake news stories hundreds of fake letters from troops in the newspapers, folks, that they are congenital liars. Back to the lies. Here it is.
As part of the offensive against terror, we are also confronting the regimes that harbor and support terrorists and could supply them with nuclear, chemical, or biological weapons. The United States and our allies are determined. We refuse to live in the shadow of this ultimate danger.
We do live in the shadow.
Our determination with the Taliban, who made Afghanistan the primary training base of al-Qaeda killers. As of this month, that country has a new constitution guaranteeing free elections and full participation by women.
Total lie.
Businesses are open. Healthcare centers are being established. And the boys and girls of Afghanistan are back in school.
Lies.
With the help from the new Afghan army, our coalition is leading aggressive raids against the surviving members of the Taliban and al-Qaeda.
People cutting in on your opium.
The men and women of Afghanistan are building a nation that is free and proud and fighting terror, and America is honored to be their friend.
Oh, boy. And opium production is at world records.
Since we last met in this chamber, combat forces of the United States, Great Britain, Australia, Poland, and other countries enforced the demands of the United Nations, ended the rule of Saddam Hussein, and the people of Iraq are free.
See, the UN's good. We're enforcing the UN, empowering the UN, and now they're about to take over Iraq. Just incredible. Later he says it legitimized the UN.
Having broken the Ba'athist regime, we face a remnant of violent Saddam supporters. Men who ran away from our troops in battle are now dispersed and attacked from the shadows. These killers, joined by foreign terrorists, are a serious continuing danger. Yet we're making progress against them. The once all-powerful ruler of Iraq was found in a hole and now sits in a prison cell.
Yeah, after the Kurds had caught him for months and kept him and beat him up properly, and now he's got terminal cancer, conveniently. Unbelievable propaganda. Your former business partner is now in a jail cell. Your daddy's business partner, now in a jail cell. What about BCCI,
Bush? Of the top 55 officials of the former regime, we have captured or killed 45. Our forces are on the offensive, leading over 1,600 patrols a day and conducting an average of 180 raids a week. We are dealing with these thugs in Iraq just as surely as we dealt with Saddam Hussein's evil regime.
They go into the public schools in the Associated Press and beat up the children and slam their heads into walls and bulldoze their crops, and that's when
the work of building a new Iraq is hard, and it is right. And America has always been willing to do what it takes for what is right.
After your dad funded Hitler.
Last January, Iraq's only law was the whim of one brutal man.
Now it's the whim of Paul Bremer.
Today, our coalition is working with the Iraqi Governing Council to draft a basic law with a Bill of Rights.
Huh.
We're working with Iraqis and the United Nations to prepare for a transition to full Iraqi sovereignty by the end of June.
Maybe you can give us a Bill of Rights.
As democracy takes hold in Iraq.
Democracy?
The enemies of freedom will do all in their power to spread violence and fear. They are trying to shake the will of our country and our friends. But the United States of America will never be intimidated by thugs and assassins.
Thugs and assassins? Aren't you one of your business partners? Saddam and Bin Laden and the rest of them? I mean, it's incredible. John Gotti telling us he busted one of his thugs. Oh, thank you, Mr. Gotti.
The killers will fail, and the Iraqi people will live in freedom.
I thought you said the terror threat wasn't ever going to go away. It's a 100-year war.
Month by month, Iraqis are assuming more responsibility for their own security and their own future. And tonight we are honored to welcome one of Iraq's most respected leaders, the current president of the Iraqi Governing Council, Adnan Pachachi.
The puppet council.
Sir, America stands with you and the Iraqi people as you build a free and peaceful nation.
It's like they put Saddam in. They are putting in this new creature. We're going to go to break, and there's just some more of this. But just amazing, folks. Absolutely amazing to face this type of lies and propaganda. I support the troops. I do not support Saddam Hussein. I do not support his business partners, the people that put him into power, the people that told him to invade Kuwait, the people that told him to attack Iran. And later in the speech, he talks about going into other countries. It's very, very serious. We'll come back, and I'll hit some final news stories, take a final call. I think that's it for the State of the Union. I mean, it just goes on and on. We'll be back after this quick break for this live Wednesday, the 21st of January, 04 edition. Remember, the backup site is up, Infowars.net. Visit it. Visit our shopping cart. Support us.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem reaction solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at Infowars.com or Infowars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECIAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Bush, in his speech, said that what he's doing, legalizing all illegals in perpetuity, is not amnesty. Now, everybody knows that's a total lie. On the same order of, I did not have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky. Or, we found weapons of mass destruction, we know they're there. We know he's hiding them. Now he says he never said that. I mean, it's just lying, lying, lying. Loss of liberty, big government, we're turning into Saddam-style Iraq here. While they set up other police states there, it's a fraud. Let's go to Jack in Rhode Island. Jack, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Jack Blood here in Providence.
I wanted to. Thanks for taking my call again.
I didn't know it was you. In fact, I wanted to get you on as a guest sometime.
Oh, you know, I'll just wait my turn. But
by the way, you got one of the best websites out there, jackblood.com.
Well, thanks for that. Hey, listen, I had to choose which network I would watch this. I chose Dan Rather, CBS, Cult of the Eye Network, Semiramis Broadcasting. And I thought it was really interesting. One thing when he was setting this up and they were about to announce Bush, he was talking about the ritual involved in announcing the president. And I thought that was a curious choice of words. In other words, he could have said tradition, he could have said just about anything else, but he used the word ritual, and I thought that was kind of interesting. And that's really what it looked to me to be, a complete ritual. And these guys talk about the fake paradigm. These guys are, you know, buddy, 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 all the way up until the time when they start shaking their head. And yeah, I mean, it's just a real, it is a ritual, you know?
Well, yeah, you're up there, and Ted Kennedy's supporting almost all of Bush's policies, getting awards from his daddy, and then he's, you know, they cut to him, and oh, if Ted Kennedy's against Bush, it must be good.
Yeah, I mean, that whole thing about Afghanistan, it was just hilarious. I mean, I had to, almost broke my TV, Alex. It's a fourth world tribal death state, and he's making it out that, you know, it's the next New York or something over there. I mean, even the soldiers are afraid to step out of Kabul. So, I mean, again, I mean, I think a lot of Americans, though, have seen through this, and a lot of people are starting to understand, thanks to shows like yours and the information we're putting out there, that, you know, he is lying through his teeth. I had I'll tell you something funny. I had Oliver North on for a half hour on Monday, and I really exposed that guy for the liar that he is. And I don't even know why these guys bother anymore. But
maybe we can have you on in the next couple days, Jack, and have you play some of those clips.
Well, anytime. Actually, I wanted to get you on my show. We'll take care of that off air. But I thought, again, I want to repeat, Dan Rather used the word ritual, and I don't think it was a mistake that he used that. This is a ritual, and who knows what they do behind closed doors or what they do to set up. I mean, I could picture him down in the back room with candles burning and whatever else they do to get ready for something like this.
Well, they admit they do rituals of Skull and Bones of Bohemian Grove. I've been in Bohemian Grove.
Yeah, I just thought that was really interesting. And also, one other note real quick is I turned over to Fox to see how they were going to wrap it up, and it was really weird that they were actually harder on Bush than any of the Democrats. I mean, here is...
Well, that's because there's a huge conservative backlash, and now Fox and others are trying to keep credibility.
Yeah, Roger Ailes is turning on Bush right now, I see, which could be pretty dangerous. You see also guys like Jay Rockefeller coming out against Bush. I mean, you really can start to see that the globalists are turning against them. There's a huge infight
going
on.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. They use Bush as the bad cop to do the dirty work, then they hang him out to dry. I've always said that could be a very real move. And notice everybody was wearing red ties. You notice that? And there's a whole language in ties. It's like when Bush goes and gives a speech about the UN, everybody's wearing blue ties, baby blue. Notice the speaker, the vice president, and Bush were all wearing power ties.
Yeah, I pay attention to that symbolism. I mean, I know they do, so that's part of the decoding of the New World Order. Hey, thanks again, and we'll talk soon, buddy.
Thanks, Jack. Sorry to Ron, everybody else. You'll have to call me back tomorrow from 11 to 2 Central, back tonight, 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. And it's Jack Blood calling us from our affiliate in Providence, Rhode Island. Well, carries like 18 hours a day of Genesis programming. Their other local shows are awesome. We got to get them on this network. More good shows, more good hosts. Man, we're out of time. I will see you back tonight, 9 to midnight, back tomorrow, 11 to 2. So much news. We covered a lot of it in the first hour of the other news, but go to Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Those are back up right now, and you can look at it all for yourself. And get the videos, make the copies, get them out to people. Expose the terrorists. These murdering criminals need to be exposed. I'm sick of watching the terrorists act like they're our buddies. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a
single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.